Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another great edition of the show. My Darkest Hour has been great being back and being on the videos. A lot of you seem to like it. I'm getting great comments about it. People want to see more stuff. So we're looking into continuing all the new activities that is happening here on the show. Real quick, I talked recently about a couple of events that we're having. And of course, one of the most important people at this event that means a lot to me, and I know a lot of you people ask me about how it is working with her. Everyone seems to love my next guest. And the person I am talking about is Patty Negri. Yeah, that's right, you guys. I know you guys are excited. Everybody, you know, it's one of these things. You know, I'm putting on all these things, and I'm doing my stuff, and everybody sends me these emails and messages, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, you know, about Patty. You know, they say, hey, you know, our good friend Patty is going to be on your show, or you got something going on with our good friend Patty. And it comes from all over the place. So, and I can verify this. When you come into contact with Patty Negri, the energy that you walk into is intensifying, and it sticks with you. I've actually had people who've done interviews with her that say it takes almost a week to start that energy to start dissipating, because her energy and the magic that surrounds her is so strong, and she leaves an incredible heartfelt impression on every single person that she comes into contact with. And I can say that I've been working with her a lot for the past couple of years, and she really makes a difference. So with that being said, let's go ahead and bring her on the show and get this party started. So let me go ahead and bring her in from the green room. Here we go.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, Stefan, you almost made me cry. That's the sweetest intro I have ever had. Thank you, my friend.
No, wow. Come on.
Thank you. Truly.
And Patty, I'm just saying the truth, because, you know, because we're doing these events and trying to set stuff up. And if I'm doing stuff with you, people always say, oh, my good, our good friend's Patty. And I see it from all these different independent paranormal producers and TV people who are coming at me. They're all, Patty, 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 we love Patty. Oh. And I've never heard anybody has come into contact with you not say that, because that's always the impression you leave with all of them.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm just touched by that. I just like people. I like life. I like what we do. Life is pretty fun. Humans are pretty great. I love humans. I think that's it. We are quirky. We are flawed. We are goofy. Like us. And you, the same. I've never heard anything bad about you. So there you go.
That's good.
You're pretty lovable yourself, my friend.
Oh, thanks, Patty. I appreciate that. But like, even when you come to the other show and stuff, we're sitting around and we're picking on each other, and then you do your thing. It's truly a magical experience. And I've met a lot of psychics in my world, and I know a lot of people, but you're probably the most impressionable on people, because like I've said, the energy is really strong. It's always awesome to hang out with you.
Thank you. Thank you. And awesome to hang out with you. You know, whether we're doing a teenage kid TV show together, which we've done, or coming to your other show, you're always fun to be with, my friend. So
always a good adventure.
Yeah.
So one of the things I want to talk about is kind of just catch up with you. I know I've been doing a lot of stuff with you, but when I'm not with you, you're just going crazy. It's one after another. I mean, you're flying off to Europe to check out castles. You're going on the vampire trip. I mean,
yeah.
So what's going on? I mean, how busy are you exactly?
I think I have 12 or 15 more trips left this year. I'm excited for every last one. Tomorrow morning, I'm leaving for San Jose in the Winchester Mystery House. I'm doing a thing there. We're doing a live and a live stream. Next week, I'll be in Wisconsin, and I have to say it like that, Wisconsin, for the Wisconsin Paracon. Yeah. And then I'm going to Texas, and then Ireland. We're doing the castle tour of Ireland. But
this, wow.
I don't know. I told the universe a couple years ago, I like travel. I like speaking. You know, I want to get my book out there. I want to get on the speaker circuit a little bit, or the teaching circuit, or the Paracon circuit, or all of the above. And I kind of jumped into the all of the above. So now I'm gone almost every week. It's like, okay, you ask for it, you get it. But it's I love it. You don't get much time to sleep, but I'll sleep when I'm dead. No, I won't.
No, you won't. Nobody sees when they're dead. That is a myth.
Nobody sees. I know. I'm going to be way too busy. Think I'm busy going places now. Wait till I'm dead. Hey. Since Vaughn's doing an investigation over here. Let's go see that. Hey.
Yeah. Or they'll say, hey, remember talking to me? Remember that one time? You're like, so many.
So everything is great. The trip I just did to the UK was my first time there to the UK. The Festival of the Unexplained was amazing. And again, it's just embracing life and then just jumping in with both feet. That's my philosophy of everything. Bring light wherever you can go. Bring any kind of knowledge that empowers people wherever you can go. And have fun. I think that's the secret ingredient.
That's the joy of life. I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to go and enjoy your life. You don't want to be bogged down just day 9 to 5, just not dreaming. You know, people stop dreaming, but you have to dream. Yeah. You have to keep that energy alive. You have to think about what's next for you. And that's what I think really drives us and gets us motivated.
I agree. So I'm coming to you. We're doing Ventura.
Yeah, as soon as you come back from your castle tour or whatever it is you got going on.
Yep.
So a lot of you know that we've been talking about an event that I'm putting together in Ventura, California, which is right near the central area. And the need was, a lot of you know that I was very close with Doug Carnahan. We were really good friends. And I learned a lot from him, and I did 10 Paracons for him. And without his presence being there, I just felt a huger loss. So I wanted to make that next step since nobody was doing any Paracons anywhere. Everyone kind of just sizzled out and doesn't have the desire to do it yet. I wanted to bring it back and have some fun. And when I did the first episode of the Paraflix, A Night at the Majestic, a lot of people liked that and they were asking more about it. So in a sense, I'm opening it up for the first time for people to be at the Paracon. And you were the first person I asked because none of it really would have made a lot of sense without you being there, because you've been there with me so many times. We've done a lot of stuff there. And for me, it's a home. And hopefully when you're in the area, I hope you think it's a home for you too, because
it is.
Luann and everybody loves you there, so you're always welcome to be there. And the theater and the spirits there really enjoy it when you come there. They get excited.
I know. I get excited every time. This place, you guys have to come for the place, for Stefan. I mean, there's always amazing spirit activity there, from spirit birds to, that's the first time the SLS, I ever saw that like energy line between us way back when, my first investment.
Oh yeah.
That still blows me away. Cause I mean, for years I've always, before there was SLS cameras, I'd say the spirit's here and we're touching hands and now all of a sudden there's an SLS that shows what's going on in the other room or the other side of the camera. And I remember saying, I felt it like reaching for each other. And on your SLS camera, you literally saw that energy line between us. I was like, I've never seen that on SLS before. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was an amazing moment. I was amazing because he looked like, the spirit looked so frightened. It was afraid to do anything, huddled down in the corner. And then you were able to let it know it's okay. You know, can you touch my hand? And then slowly it put its arm up and reached it, and we could see it on camera. Absolutely amazing. So
so come down.
Trust you.
Yeah. Because I like spirits.
Yeah.
Like people living or dead and everything in the middle. Huh.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done seances there where strange things have happened, of course. Because my equipment starts talking for no reason at all and it doesn't talk, so it's like, okay. And
yeah, and that's putting it too lightly. It doesn't talk. It's equipment that does not have a talking box in it. Your equipment talk that does not have a microphone to talk in it. That was crazy.
Not even a speaker. It doesn't even have a buzzer, nothing.
Yeah.
I remember that moment, you know, and it was just so random. It sounded like somebody was standing right between me and Mike talking. And we're like, what the hell's going on? Who is that? But I was in disbelief until we're all staring at it, listening to the spirits talk to it. And they were
just talking
about what we were saying. So that's awesome. When you open a veil, you really open a veil. It's pretty clear.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, which is really great for a paranormal investigation or a paracon or a seance or an event. That's what we do. But yeah, I mean, that your equipment talking was like this coffee cup talking. That's how much. It was good. Yeah, so many great things happened there. It's such a beautiful theater. So I'm excited that you're doing this event.
Me too. It's kind of nerve-wracking because, you know, we're trying to get it started and want to make it be great. And there's a lot to Paracons. A lot of people don't think that there is, but it takes months of preparation, sometimes years of preparation to make it go right. For those of you who want to check it out, you can go to Facebook, Pacific Coast Paracon, you know, Facebook, or you can go on to the PacificCoastParacon.com site, and it kind of gives you a breakdown of things we're doing, the people that are going to show up. We have a special thing happening with Patty. I know you're going to either do a group reading, or you're doing a seance, or you're going to do a hybrid of both. I'm not really sure
what you want to do. Whatever, but it'll depend on what everybody wants, how many people decide to sign up for it. It'll be a combination, whatever, but because of where we are, we'll lift the veil, whether it's a group like a gallery, like a mediumship gallery, or if it's a seance, or it's a hybrid between. Doing a lot of hybrids. It really is
so
a seance.
That's what I'm thinking, because with a seance, there's so much focused energy, but when you just do a simple group reading, you lift the veil and everything else will come rushing in.
Yeah. So I'm thinking
they're going to want to all come up and say, hey, hi, blah, 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 you know, that kind of stuff. You know, it's like, oh, there's Patty. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So you guys make sure to check that out. You want to be a part of that. It's going to be an amazing thing as well. And then we're going to do an overnight, because I want to go home eventually. But we're going to do an investigation, and this will be the first paranormal investigation open to the public, so to speak, for the first time. I've investigated there for years, but that's just me, and I made a deal with the spirits there that I would take care of them. And I told them that this time we're going to have a party and have some fun, so make sure you guys go ahead and sign up for that and be a part of that as well, because that's going to be a blast. So,
yeah. Join us. Yay!
Yeah, Patty will be there. We're going to set her up with a table. You can come talk to her if she wants to do readings, whatever she wants to do. You know, she'll let you know. And you can check out her book. You can check out your latest book, which is amazing.
Still
you know,
my book.
What's that?
Yeah, I mean, it's still my, I mean, I'm part of a lot of other books, but this is still my only, just me. I've got two ready to go, but Old World Magic for the Modern World. Yeah, it's a fun little book that people seem to get a lot about.
I like how it flows and it's easy to read and it gets right to the point. So it makes it easier to understand what's going on. And I definitely highly recommend it. That is my official, book of the month club.
And I love that you have purple behind you. So it matches my book. I'm going to purple on your side, right on my side. Anyway, I really did spend more time unwriting it than writing it to make it. It wasn't about my words. It's just about easy, how to do this, how to do that. Don't have to be a psychic or a medium or a witch or a paranormal investigator. Just little life hacks to make the life you want.
That's awesome. So you haven't gone on the castle tour yet. That's coming up for you.
Yes, but the Ireland Castle Tour is going to be, I leave April 30th, I think, and it's the first 9 days of May. I'm really excited. All these Northern Ireland castles, and we're going to lift the veil and talk to really old ghosts, I believe. So I'm excited. Never been there before. So that's coming up, getting all that ready. And then our Romania tour with Father Sebastian, that got pushed back to November because of everything.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Romania is very close to Ukraine and all sorts of things like that. So we pushed that one back to the first part of November, which will be nice. And that's going to be a whole vampire thing.
That's cool. I was talking to somebody recently saying that you were doing that, going out to Romania and stuff. And they were like, right now is probably not a very good time. So I hope she's careful.
So
we're going to wait a little bit.
Yeah. So hopefully things will, please may things mellow out by then for all those Ukrainian people. Yeah.
That's a sad thing. But that's awesome that you're going to be going to the vampire castle tours and all that stuff. That's amazing. That's something I've always dreamt about. Being part of that, because I'm very much into the whole vampire scenario thing. So that's,
we've done vampire balls together. Yes, indeed.
We have. Very magical as well. Those of you who get a chance, you can check out Father Sebastian's vampire balls and all that stuff. You can look it up online. Really fun. And a lot of those people out there who follow me a long time know that I'm into the whole goth thing, and that whole background means a lot to me. And just in the romance of the Dracula story. A lot of people think it's a horror story. No, it's a love story. So, deal with it. It's really good. It's just the whole genre for me works for my personality. So that's cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And when I first met Sebastian, Father Sebastian, we were on Ghost Adventures. I just love your new Ghost Adventures. That I just watched it like 2 days ago. It's like, yay. And my friend, I'm just blanking out her name. I really did.
Van Doren.
No, the psychic.
Van Doren.
Yeah, Van Doren. Yeah. Van Doren. Like, that was cool. Van Doren. Yay.
Yeah. I'm doing a lot of stuff with her. I'm going to bring her on to the team for a little while because she's really having a fun time working with us. So
I love her. Well, we had the whole federation going. She was one of our members. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And that's how I met her. We did an investigation like 5 years ago, pretty intense stuff in LA. And Chara introduced us and she brought her along and it worked out good. So
good.
Mark
moved
back east. I'm like, okay, who else can I bring in as another rotator? And she's awesome. And what's funny about the Ghost Adventures thing? I didn't tell her we were going to film Ghost Adventures.
You didn't?
We went out there because those guys said, hey, go check out that place. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So I went and we got to do the investigation for ourselves and the team and stuff. And then like within a couple of days, they're like, hey, meet us there. We're going to be there in 2 days. Be there. It's like, okay. So we don't really know what's going on. And I tell her, she's coming. So we went together and their camera crew was set up and they're getting ready. And I see Billy, he's all, hey, check out the new drone. And we're playing with the drones and stuff. And then she's looking around and she goes, are we filming Ghost Adventures today? And I said, surprise.
That's awesome. That's good. So she didn't have to be nervous about it beforehand.
She didn't. She was great. We thought we were going to meet up and do some stuff, and we went right on camera. I'm like, cool.
And
that was fun.
And Billy is getting owner, so good with that drone. I just worked with him.
He's awesome with that.
I have this thing about drones. I love them. I don't think I should have one because I'm not that good a driver. But there's just something so magical about this little thing that you can get. I don't know what it is. He's good. He's gotten good.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Anyway, that owner of that residence opened it up to me saying if we ever want to go up there, we can just get in there. Yeah, so I was going to let you know in case you want to go.
Let's go play.
Ballroom's hot. The ballroom's hot. We should do something in there and see what happens.
Okay. I'm game.
But talking about Ghost Adventures, you're like on 15, 16 Ghost Adventure episodes now?
Yeah.
You're definitely like, you know, the fifth beetle on that one.
I started, it was by fluke, really. 2015 was my first one, and it was the Haunted Hollywood version. And they called me in, just like they call in the local person at every show, whether it's the person who experienced something or the local psychic medium. And the person at the American Legion had told them that I had just recently done a ghost tour there, a fundraiser for the Hollywood Arts Council. I work with the Arts Council, and that I had talked to Charlie Chaplin. And not known to me that it was exact chair that he sat in. So they just called me in like it was shut up. It would have been a one-off, but it wasn't, thankfully, you know, so now it's just like, we're here. Okay. Show up. And again, kind of like that, you don't know what you're getting into. Even I remember with the Cecil, Zach called me a couple of weeks before, said, we're going to be in LA and we'll need you. Okay, cool. Didn't hear from him normal. 2 hours before, it's like, can you get here in 2 hours? He didn't tell me it was the Cecil. He gave me a downtown address. It's like, and I'm a girl. I'm going 2 hours. Do I have time to put on makeup? You know, it's like, eh. So, you know, it's always an adventure.
Absolutely. That's cool. And some of the stuff I've seen you on Ghost Adventures, has been incredible. And, you know, I always love that part of you and Lady Snake during the Halloween special.
Yes.
That was amazing.
But,
you know, a lot of people don't understand that. They see it and they're like, they think you guys hate each other. And it's like, it's not really like that. You know?
No, we don't. I mean, we don't know each other, but we're both witches. We're both magic. I won't work dark art. She will. But he, of course, he does it on purpose. Like that first time, I had no idea. All of a sudden, I did not know that was Ed Gein's cauldron until I watched it on TV a month or two later. I'm like, no wonder she wanted to kill me. She was doing dark magic over a guy who used to cook people in that cauldron. No wonder she wanted to kill me. That wasn't her. That wasn't the woman, Wendy, who was this witch. It was, she was doing dark magic. She was channeling Ed Gein. But the next time when we were at the museum, the 4-hour live show, which was crazy, crazy. Everybody knew who everybody was because I was totally fangirling out because Josh Gates was there and everybody, Mike and Marty, Joshua Warren, Justin Spurrier, Gary Galka, Bill Chappell, everybody was there. Except none of us knew Lady Snake was there. She was at a different hotel. She wasn't in the big green room where everybody waits because you're sequestered. You don't know what's going on, except for your, you know, part. All of a sudden, he kept her secret for however many days we were there. It's like, Patty, will you come? Okay, you don't want to go downstairs. And that's way before he started letting people into that basement. That was before it got cleared a little bit. It's like, oh, yeah, and Lady Snake. So it's like, he does it to me on purpose. But again, it's magic versus magic. It is light and dark, good and evil. Not the person, but the magic.
That's what it is. She's digging up all that dark energy, and all of a sudden you come in the room and you got all that white energy around you, and it just starts flashing. And she's like, "Oh, yeah. Well, you're messing up my thing here. What's going on?" but that's funny. He's stirring the pot, so to speak.
Stirring the pot. That's what he does.
Cool.
So but anyway, awesome. Going back to the beginning, you were great on it. It was good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was
so fun. So you must get a lot of people text or sending you Facebook stuff saying, hey, I saw you on Ghost Adventures today, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm getting that. I'm just thinking that. I'm like, Patty must just get bombarded with that stuff.
Yeah. And soon they'll be calling you. Hey, how well do you know Zach? I'm supposed to be his wife. He just doesn't know it yet. You're going to get everybody who wants to meet Zach, that wants to be his wife, that wants to be his husband, that wants to be his best friend, that knows Arisa. It's like, no, you're not his soulmate. You know, very charismatic.
Yeah, that's funny how people get caught up in that stuff. The illusion in their mind, you're just like, well, a buddy of mine, Christopher Booth, he's well known in the paranormal films and stuff. And when he went to go get married, like girls were like, ladies were freaking out on him and stuff. And he's like, I don't even know you. Like, what are you talking about? You know, and I've got that another time from some lady who wanted me to come like live with her in Pennsylvania. I was engaged to get married, and she's like, "You're killing me right now. You're breaking my heart." I'm like, "Dude, who are you?
I don't know
you. That's cool that you follow me, but I don't know who you are. I mean, that's so crazy."
But they're sure that you're their soulmate. I know. It's like, yes. It's
energy. Oh, sure. Yeah.
And it's yeah. just energy. Maybe you're supposed to get involved with the paranormal. Maybe you're supposed to discover some spiritual path. Maybe it's not that you're supposed to be married.
Yeah. Maybe the next life. I don't know. Yeah. They can keep waiting for that because I'm good right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what else do you got coming up? I know you've been doing, are you doing any other TV besides the paranormal stuff? Are you going back to your
Well, other than the paranormal, not really. I just filmed again with my YouTubers, my TFIL boys.
Cool.
We were, where I'm going to be tomorrow up, we're on an aircraft carrier up by San Jose. I forget the name of it. Six of us on this whole aircraft carrier shot that. I don't know when that should air very soon. I just got to work with.
Is it the USS Hornet?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's where we were.
Cool.
That was cool. That was a good ghost. Have you been on it? Yeah. So many beds so close together. It's like. So we did that. Cool. That should air soon. I recently shot. That should air soon. I got to work with Jack Osborne and Katrina Wellman for the first time.
That's
shot a new episode of Portals to Hell. I also just did another Cecil Hotel, the show Mysteries Decoded. It's a CW show. I don't know when that's going to air. That should air soon. And then I did another one that's really fun. That's, again, very different. It was more of being a psychic than paranormal, a Basketball Wives. So that was fun to work that. So
that was random.
So, you know, they came to me. So I've got a bunch of different TV or YouTube stuff coming up. I don't know when, because they never tell you when.
Yeah.
You just got to watch.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. They take you by surprise. Like Ghost Adventures. Did they tell you? They never tell me. It's like, oh, wait, you have to watch the TV guide. It's like, wait, I shot that.
Oh, Ghost Adventures? I didn't even know they were doing anything with the footage. You know, I talked to them. I talked to the main guy who produces the show and said, send me your evidence. And I said, sure, whatever. Use whatever you want. And that was it. And then it was just quiet for so long. And then Van Doren kept asking me, have you heard anything? I was like, nope. Like, whatever, moving on. And then all of a sudden, Zach puts up a release like 2 days before it's on Discovery Plus. Like, what?
Yep.
And that's how I got it. He put a picture up and then there was a picture of me sitting there talking. I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's normal TV, no matter what show it is, no matter what. That's normal.
Well, I just think they're doing it so much. There's a whole thing they have to do to really prep for it. So, you know, if they get around to it, they get around to it. And when they get around to it, they have no time to go back and tell everybody anything. Just like, here it is.
So they don't have time. That's why you do a Google search and just put a Google alert. If you do just for all of you paranormal people out there or TV people or reality posts, if you have something coming up and even if they tell you, they're going to tell you, they probably won't. Do a Google alert for your name and if you don't know the episode, the place, like the name of that house, and then you'll get to see it at least a couple of days before it'll come up. That's where I was in Scottsdale. Oh, that's where I was in Bay. Oh, it comes up.
What's funny about that is you said do a Google search on your name, and I don't have to worry about that because I Google my name like all the time.
You got to see what's out there. You got to see what's out there.
And I do that, and I talk about that like it's one of these things. I do an interview show, and I do a couple of different ones, and people want to reach out to me to interview me. So mm-hmm. I'm like, cool, you know, whatever. Let's do that. And then they start sending me messages like, well, what do you want to talk about? It's like, well, hold on. You wanted to interview me, so shouldn't you have a little bit of the background knowledge of what I do so you know how to – because that's what I do. Before I interview somebody, I go on Google, type their name in, and say, oh, look at that. That's interesting. So then I can kind of go through their history of involvement and know what I'm talking about. But some of these people don't. And we talked about that on a red light, where there was someone who's trying to interview me for a magazine, and I told him, like, dude, that person has no idea why they're trying to interview me. So I don't want to start walking through it. They should learn it. They should Google me. And he's like, are you kidding? I'm like, no. So I got the nickname Google for my Red Light District dog tags because they were really laughing about how you Google yourself or you look for yourself. And I get it. They only have like one or two links, but I got a bunch of stuff going on there. So I want to see what's popping up. So it's
you
part
do.
Of the marketing.
And it is part of marketing, and you do. And if you set it up as an alert, then even if you forget to go look, it'll come into your email.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, that's just setting up an alert. Yeah, but you do. Both of us, we are both in the public eye, so you've got to know what's going for good and for bad. I know I've only had one, to my knowledge to date, one bad thing about me. And the old Patty, the old insecure Patty, would have felt like devastated by it. But the new modern Patty's like, it's a sign of success. I got put up on like fakepsychics.com or something like that. I'm like, what?
Really?
What? Yes. And it was this guy, and it was about one of my ghost adventure episodes. I think Chatsworth House, which was a good episode. I mean, I got all sorts of stuff. And the guy's like, and I knew not to talk back, but he's like, oh yeah. Did you know she's an actress? So that doesn't mean I'm not a medium. Do you see her IMDb? She's got all this. So that doesn't make me fake. Well, yeah, she's faking it all. She couldn't have not known there was something in the back. Like, I don't know anything going in, but you can't tell them that. And then he said, how come whenever she spoke, she was always looking right at the right spot at the camera? And I'm going, editing. They probably just cut out all the ugly butt shots. I don't, you know, do you guys not know that the show Ghost Adventure shoots for 4 days to get 44 minutes? I didn't always look the right direction when talking. It's like, but you can't go there because then you just start a thing.
It never ends.
I never said I did anything that was fake psychic, but editing.
Yes. Well, you act like a very good psychic who knows what you're doing. So that's fantastic.
Amazing. I feel like going, I'm not that good of an actor. You get to look at my acting, you'll see I'm not that good. I'm a better psychic. I'm a better medium. I'm a better reality person. I'm not that good of an actor.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So real quick, Paraflix. You are a large part of Paraflix, and for those who don't know for whatever reason and you watch the show, I don't know if you ever see my intro here. It says Paraflix all over it. So Paraflix is the Netflix version of a paranormal streaming service, and it's paranormal all the time, 24 hours a day. You know, and it's not just the same thing over and over again. I know a lot of us get burned out on some of the TV shows that have the same format, but this has such a huge variety. And Patty, my good friend here, is one of the chief executives.
Yeah,
so
one of the owners.
Tell us how you got involved with that.
Yeah, I said yes. No, talking to Natalie, I think I met Natalie first when she was going to do the Texas Paracon, and Nick. And we got this idea. She had this idea about starting this, or he did, or I don't know, one of us did. We just said, let's start a network. Literally, let's start a network. So Nick and Natalie and I are the three principals, three owners of it. Yeah, and we just said yes. I mean, that's what I'd like to do with the universe. Same thing, that very same year. And again, you're one of our stars of Paraflix. The very same thing, Nick and myself and Sebastian, Father Sebastian, said, let's start a school. We started a school, University of Magic, of which you are one of our top teachers. It's like, we need to have a spirituality school that doesn't preach A1 belief system, because there's who's to say what's right or wrong. I don't believe in proselytizing. So we have, I teach, Sebastian teaches, you teach, we have paranormal people, we have a Catholic priest, we have astrologers, new age people, vampires, Richard Leal. And we just say, we offer this and you figure out your truth. It's old school mystery school. And we call it like a real life Hogwarts. We want people to know it's not big, scary. Everybody can go. So yeah, started two companies last year. It's crazy. And at the same time, having my career being better than it's been in the last, 40 years. It's like, okay, I'll sleep when I'm dead. No, I won't.
No.
So yeah,
but that's awesome. The university, in itself is amazing because, like you said, the diversity of everything, because all of that stuff is magic, you know, and it all comes together. And a lot of people that in, I say this a lot on the show, people know me as a techie guy, but that's just so I could show everybody else who doesn't get the magic part to see what's happening. But, you know, I'm into the metaphysical stuff. I was raised on that. So that's why I incorporate a lot of that into what I do. And the university is perfect because it has it all. Whatever direction you want to go with, you can be able to pick those classes out and be a part of it and learn from the people who have been doing it for years and years and years and get those quick tips and the shortcuts so it makes it easier and better for you.
Yeah, and you are one of the best magical people I know. I know how shamanic.
Thank you. That means a lot. It really does.
Together.
And like you. I see your classes coming up and they're always interesting. You have a different thing all the time and I see them like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get a link sometime so I can get in your classes.
Anytime, just let us know. We'll put you in, of course. Be one of our voices of wisdom. Cool. So and we wanted it to be really affordable too, because for Paraflix is cheap, what, $3.99, not even a cup of coffee a month. University Magicus, I mean, I think it starts at our Patreon, $10 a month, you get a class, you get one class. A class for $10, a personally caught one-on-one, we are in class together class, that's unheard of. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And a lot of
once you remember, you get these bonuses of getting free classes.
Yeah.
You can get all kinds of stuff. So you can join us, have a cup of coffee with Richard Leo. Oh, tea. He's a tea drinker.
Because then he'll read your tea leaves.
Yeah. He's awesome. Miss that guy. I wish he was back out here.
Me too.
Good guy.
But the magic of this, the magic of the internet, we're all everywhere all the time.
That's an amazing thing. We've come a long way with this internet thing.
That was one good thing. That was one good thing out of this pandemic. I mean, not that we didn't use Zoom. I use Zoom and I've taught some classes. I was teaching for House of Intuition, but not like it is now. Now this has become a norm that the school doesn't need a brick and mortar place. When I go into class, there's people on the East Coast, there's people on the West Coast, and there's people in the UK, usually, sometimes in Australia. So we get to say good morning, good evening, good night, hello tomorrow, all at the same time. How cool is that?
Absolutely. That's a great thing. Also, with the Paracon, for those of you listening to, you're watching, My Darkest Hour. For the Paracon that's coming up on June 3rd and 4th, there are other members of this university who will be joining us. I know Kedrick was going to join us out there. He wants to come out. And that's exciting. I've seen him do some stuff at the Vampire Ball. And he is also a very intense, magical person. You can feel the presence. It's really amazing. And for him to want to come out and spend some time with us and have some fun, it's going to be incredible. And you can also go to the university and sign up for some of his classes and get to understand the magic that he brings as well.
Yeah, he's very Nordic path. He's very Nordic path. He's a big old Viking dude kind of thing. Yeah. And he's got the vampire world, the vampire magic, and the Nordic world. So yeah, we all bring something different.
It's very, very cool. For those of you who want to come to the Paracon in Ventura, we're right here above the Los Angeles area. You can go to PacificCoastParacon.com and click the links to get your tickets, or you can go directly to the Ventura Theater. We're doing a lot of this stuff. We're trying to raise some extra money to continue the restoration of this 1928 Victorian style. It's not really Victorian style. I think it's Spanish colonial style back in the 1920s. And it's really beautiful, and they're redoing it. A lot of things have been done since you were there last. We got new floral tiles. There's everything's been done, and now we're looking at redoing the bathrooms upstairs. So that's going to be
Wow. Well, and every time I've been there, there's been more and more with the murals, with everything. Every time I've been there, you could see how much has been done. It's gorgeous, you guys. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So and you feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great. A lot of you know Brian Clune, a good friend of mine. He's an author. He was just with us at Vulture City. He's going to come out. You know Brian, right, the author?
Yeah.
He came to visit me at the theater, and what's funny is he was taking pictures and writing for his new book, put in the Ventura Theater in his new book, and he was trying to take pictures while we're standing on stage of the room, the hall, and his camera wouldn't work, and he was just freaking out, going, I don't get it. I don't understand what's happening here. This is, you know, everything's all normal. And he told me that. And so we're standing on stage and I go, oh yeah, hold on. Hey, you guys. And I'm looking out into the empty hall. Say, like, this is my friend, Brian. He's trying to write a story about you guys. Can you let him please take some pictures? He just looked at me and he pulled up his camera and his camera worked fine. He was able to take a bunch of pictures.
I love it.
You got to ask them sometimes because they're picky. They like their privacy.
You do. You got to ask.
So he'll be there. That'll be great. Mark and Barbara Nelson will be coming back to spend some time with us doing a thing on psychometry. That's going to be amazing. My good friend Keith Bailey, who you guys have seen with us at Vulture as well, he's coming out from Texas to spend some time with us to go over some amazing things. My good friends and the people that I consider my brothers, unearthing the supernatural, who are my Navajo friends. And, you know, it's funny because I said, hey, our tribes, the Navajo and Southern Paiute, are cousins. And what was amazing about them is they embraced me and says, no, we're brothers.
Mm. And so, like,
that was a huge thing. I did the ceremony with them, which changed my life. I earned my eagle feather from them. It was huge. They found out about the Paracon like right away and said, hey, we're coming out to see you. We want to be a part of this. So they're going to do a ceremony to start the thing off again inside the theater and see if we get the energy to kind of expand, you know. And we have this, I haven't told them yet, but we have this Native American painting, the mural that's inside the building, because it's a dedication to the Chumash Indians there. Maybe that'll stir up some of the Native American energy in the building as well. That's going to be incredible.
That is going to be incredible. Their ceremony in Vulture City and with you drumming was so magical. So wow, they're going to kick it off. We're going to be flying.
Yes. My good friend Ann Bender is coming down from up north. She's a psychic and she works with the FBI and stuff. She's going to talk about some of her stuff. True crime stuff, so that's always interesting as well.
Yes, Anne's great.
And a pioneer, paranormal pioneer, Richard Sennett, who a lot of you know out there because he's been doing this since who knows how long. He's a historian and a famous paranormal investigator. He's also on Ghost Adventures. He's going to come and talk to us about his books and his experiences at the theater and in the surrounding areas, because he's been there a lot, so he can tell us a lot of stories. He's a great storyteller. Love to have that guy. So that'll be fun. Have you worked with Richard Sennett before?
I don't think so. But I'll never say that.
He's the kind of guy. He's a great storyteller, so to speak. He has all these amazing paranormal stories from his years and years of being in the paranormal. And he's the guy you want to have sitting at that campfire when you're talking about spooky stories. He is perfect at telling a story. He's awesome to listen to. So that'll be fun as well. He's going to bring his wife and everyone's going to be there. And we have some great vendors that are signing up. I have one who's doing aura photography. She has a special camera, a special kind of film, and she can take your picture and it'll show your entire aura. So that's going to be amazing.
That is amazing. I've had that done. I do in Texas, Miracles of Joy. I'm going to be there next month. And I've been going, doing stuff there for like 7-9 years. They have it. It's amazing. You guys will see your aura. It's, and it, you know, it'll, it's, yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Something different for everyone to participate in, you know, I have astrologers, I have card readers, people selling stuff. Obviously you can get, all kinds of different things, crystals there, you can get your dowsing rods, you know, whatever it is you're looking for. My sponsors will all be there. They're all coming out. P-Tech, for those who ask about my equipment and the fun blinky stuff that I have, well, Mike will be there. So he'll have a table and he can answer all your questions about all that stuff. And if he's nice, he might be able to make you one. So that's going to be fun as well. That is awesome. So when you get back, are you going to come down for both days, or are you coming down for just the one?
I don't know. What do you want me?
I want you to come down all the time, but I just want to make sure your schedule. If you're not going to be crunching on your schedule, Friday night is the meet and greet. The vendors will all be set up, and then we'll be just kind of hanging out, having a good time.
Okay, yeah, I haven't got that far because I'm doing like one day at a time with my schedule.
Yes. But
when I get back from this next trip or Wisconsin, I'll be figuring out if I need to stay down there or how I want to do it. I will let you know well in advance. But I will.
Yeah, well, let me know if you want to come down and stay down, because I'll take care of that for you.
Okay. Yeah, so, you're one of my favorite people in the world, Stefan, and I love your theater and I love what you're doing. Yeah, really.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you really.
Yeah, and that's cool. And all of that, every, you know, you being at the theater, doing your thing is such a great combination. I think it's just going to be a blast. I'm really excited about it. I'm looking to have a good time, and I believe that we're going to have a blast. And this is the first one. So once we get past this one and we start doing 2 and 3, it's just going to get bigger and bigger, and we'll just start having a big party of paranormal and metaphysical stuff, because that's what I wanted to bring together. Both worlds can totally coexist, and you can just have such a great time learning and doing everything. Very important.
Well, thanks for having me on, my friend. This is great. You guys come see us. Ventura, beginning of June. Yes. You're going to love the theater.
Absolutely.
You're going to love him on all the people that he's having out.
And for those of you who have not met Patty Negri yet, get ready, you know, because you have to come out here. You have to meet her. You have to take a picture with her. You have to buy her book. And, you know, like I said, you'll experience it yourself. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You'll be like, oh, yeah, she's magical. I can put her
I'm going to scare him away. No, it's all good.
Well,
yeah,
awesome.
I will give you a rash.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us. I know you're busy, and it really means a lot for you to take some time to hang out with us. For those of you who are watching, we've been spending some time with Patty Negri. For those who want to find out more about her, you can go to pattynegri.com and see about her book. You can see about the things that she's done, of the 10,000 shows that she's been on, including, what is it, Iron Chef or something?
Master Chef. I cooked for Gordon Ramsay. He's afraid of ghosts. He is.
Gordon Ramsay. That's hard to imagine. He seems like he'd be just yelling at everybody, but okay. He's afraid.
Little bit bead of sweat going down his
head. Yeah. Awesome. All right, Patty. Well, thanks for joining us, and we will talk very soon, I'm sure.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now. So that is awesome, everybody. Got a chance to see Patty. Learn a little bit about her before you get to see her at the Paracon. The Paracon's going to be great. She's going to have a table. She's selling her books, signing them for you, talking about magic. You know, when I talk about people who are definitely magical, Patty is definitely one of them. And the other people from the university that we all teach at, the online university that's throughout the world, a lot of magic is happening there, because, like I said, all the people that are going to be at the coming to the Paracon that are involved with the university, you can feel their energy, and you can take that time to really study what they are doing and the direction they are going. And what's great about meeting people like this, it gives you a sense of direction, because we're all going somewhere. We're trying to figure out what we want to do. But meeting Patty, for those who want to get more into that side, or if you're feeling like you have gifts that you're really trying to learn more about, she is the kind of person that can help you with that, because she comes from all that. She being psychic her whole life, she can relate to a lot of stuff and set you on a direction that you might want to be going on, which is always beneficial. Being in the paranormal as long as I have, which is a long time now, over 30 years, we come across certain people that help us in our directions. I've met so many people, including my dear friend Doug Carnahan, which I mentioned, that passed away. Just hanging out with him, you know, I learned simple things. I learned to not overcomplicate a lot of things, and he made it simple. And I love that about people too, because I'm always worried about stuff, making sure I'm getting things done, making sure it's getting handled, it's getting handled properly, and what the lasting effects are going to be. And he always sat me down and said, "Hey, man, just have fun with everything you do. Don't worry about what's going to happen. Just be there in the moment and enjoy every minute of it." And that's what I learned, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. So hopefully you guys will come out there and join us at the Ventura Theater, the majestic Ventura Theater in Ventura, California, on June 3rd and 4th, 2022. For your first day, we are going to have a meet and greet. But prior to that, as the vendors are setting up, we will be doing historic ghost tours through there. For those who want to know about the theater, I will be taking you on a personal tour and letting you play a little bit with some of the equipment to see if you can make contact in this haunted location. Day two, we will be doing the Paracon itself with all the speakers that are going to be speaking, Patty included, everybody that I mentioned. And there will also be a couple of workshops. Mark Nelson is going to do a psychometry workshop. Tara Mead is going to be doing a workshop on spirit photography as well. A lot of people ask about our photos for Pacific Coast Paranormal, and she is one of the best people I've worked with to get some great photos. So you can check that out as well. And then we're going to be doing a couple hours with Patty, lifting the veil for those of you who are signing up for that. And then, of course, we're going to be doing a four-hour paranormal investigation of the theater after that for those who sign up for that, because that's going to be an amazing thing, and it's being opened for the first time to the public. So hope you guys will see us there. Hope you guys sign up and join us. Want to say thank you to my sponsors. I want to say thank you to everybody from P-Tech, who makes all of our equipment, who keeps us from getting hurt, because we have those amazing IR bars that he makes. When I've used them all over the place, I've used other people's, and his just seemed to light up the entire room for our cameras. I want to give a shout out to Lizzie Wizzy's Crafty Creations, who makes all those warm clothing for us to keep us when we're walking around in all those cold asylums. I also want to give a shout out to Daniel's Toy Empire, selling all those great Ghostbuster collectibles or whatever you're looking for. You can find it from Daniel. I want to give a shout out to everybody at Blog Talk Radio for hosting us, and everybody at liveparanormal.com for keeping it going for the radio. And I want to say shout out to Paraflix, of course, the streaming service that is paranormal 24 hours a day. You can go to Paraflix and select My Darkest Hour, and you can see the first season, which is currently streaming now. And thank you for all those who have been writing to me about the Ghost Adventures episode. That was a lot of fun, and we'll be doing some more of that in the future. So for that, I want to say thank you all, and you guys have an awesome evening. If you're going to go out and investigate, make sure you investigate safe. Let people know where you're at. And if you're going to be out there, bring a jacket, because it gets cold sometimes, and it might rain. You never know. So that being said, good night, everybody, and we'll see you on the next show. Thank you.
Thank you.